Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Y'all set? Sitting up straight? Very good. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Bert's with us. Welcome, Bert.
Hey, Vince. Glad to be here. Happy to fill in for our beloved doctor. And I don't know if we have an update on anything there, but... happy to fill in, and you know, we're going to have probably a slightly different class listening, so it's nice to kind of introduce myself and some of the science topics we talk about to the Monday class.
Class, Bert is a patent holder, he's a design engineer, he's a researcher, and he is an expert witness in the telecommunications world. I've known him since the 1970s, and we've been dear friends ever since. And as far as Dr. Shealy, he was scheduled to be on the air, and he has an appointment that he has to make. So he's off doing that, but he will be back Monday, next Monday. So I just want to let you all know that Dr. Shealy is okay, and he has an appointment, and he'll be back next Monday. So, Bert, I've got something I'd like to share with the class before we get into technology today. It sort of deals with technology in a remote way. Class, there's a government assistance program for, times are really hard. I know they're hard. Now, believe me, I know they're hard. And if you are below the poverty line, as I am, and I'll even tell you, our tax return for last year showed zero. Bottom line, zero. It costs more to run the farm than we sold the cows for, even though we sold cows for, you know, around $15,000, rough number. Even though I have to take out the expenses, our farm income was zero, net zero. So there's a program that the government and the states all jump into, and you can get a assistance on your telephone line if you'd like. And it's called Lifeline, one word, L-I-F-E-L-I-N-E, Lifeline. And you can look up the two words, Lifeline Program, and you'll find it. So the way it works is the government has figured out that people have lost their jobs because the government has shut down businesses. And when they shut down the businesses, there's no income. But y'all are required to go to school, but you can't go to school because the schools have been shut down because of COVID. So the schools are... in-person classes, and then they shut them down, and they're back in classes, and then you wear a mask, and then they're shut down again because someone in the class gets COVID, and this has been going on for a couple of years now. This is year number three. So they really don't know what to do. But they've destroyed the economy to the point where so many businesses have shut down that people have lost their jobs, but then the government says you will go to school. Mandatory. So... how do you go to school when the school's shut down? Well, you have over-the-internet classes. But if you don't have a job and you can't afford your telephone service, how do you get the internet? So the government, in their infinite wisdom, has figured it out. They have this program called Lifeline. And the states have jumped in as well. So there's two parts to this. One is the state contribution, and the other is the federal, we'll call it, contribution, which is really money stolen from you from your taxes when you used to pay taxes when you had a job. So all you have to do is be really patient. Now, it's You know, it's going to be really frustrating. But go to Lifeline program. You'll find out how to do it. You'll have to sign up with some company. They're going to ask you questions. They're going to want a copy of your tax return or three paychecks. If you're so fortunate as to have three paychecks, they're going to want some proof that you need assistance. If you're on Medicaid or if you're on food stamps or something like that. Okay, they're going to ask you how you qualify. If you're not on any of those and your income is 135% or less of the poverty line for the number of people in your family or your household, then you qualify. Okay? Then you can get this. And you can get up to, they say, $30 per month on your telephone line and $5.25 $30 on your internet and $5.25 on your telephone line. But then I'm reading $9.25 monthly discount on your telephone line. So the numbers can be as high as $50, but they could be less. So the way you do it is Lifeline program. That's what you search for. And you can probably get it if you meet their qualifications. But you're going to have to fill out, you're going to have to give them some information, like who you are, where you live, etc. That's what the government does, right? So in the state of Missouri, you can get about $17.50 from the state and $30 from the feds, or 30, even maybe more. So you might be able to get a little over $50 from this combined. And I'm going to give you a telephone number. This is a direct telephone number. It's very hard to find this number if you have CenturyLink. Okay? This only works for CenturyLink. You'll have to find a telephone number if you have Comcast or some other company, AT&T, whatever you know your company happens to be. But this is only for CenturyLink. This is a direct number. This is going to save you about 45 minutes on hold if you call this number for CenturyLink only. 800-767-9905. 800-767-9905. 800-767-9905. So for many of you, if you do this, you will have received an additional $600 worth of credits, roughly, for, you know, on your, or discounts on your phone bill. But that's the number. You can ask all the questions you want. And I understand, I called them this morning, and I talked with a young lady in the South, and she said that some people are really grumpy. And I said, well, that's not going to happen. When I give out your telephone number, that's not going to happen. Our class is absolutely not going to be grumpy. They're not going to be angry. They're not going to be violent because that's who we are. So that is the information about Lifeline should you choose to pursue it. Bert, there's a lot of things that – do you have any comments about that, Bert, what I just said?
I have this to say, Vince. I think it's a good idea, and I will say that when you find a fork in the road, you go and take it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Bert,
I have two blockbuster topics to talk about, and they juxtapose, and I think I'm going to interweave them in, because one topic I have is absolutely should be the biggest story in the news every day for the past 2 weeks, and it's not. And we're going to talk about that. And then we're going to juxtapose that with what 60 Minutes last night claimed should be the biggest story of the century. And I find it lacking. And I find it interesting that, you know, one news story that absolutely should be the most important thing since World War II is barely being discussed. And another news story, build on 60 Minutes as the most traumatic event on the planet. I'm going to do my best to debunk that story. And we're going to juxtapose them throughout the show to show, I think, to kind of educate our class to, you know, what you hear in the news isn't true. And I'll do my best to support both of those with facts.
I'm ready.
Well, And one quick thing before, Vince, kind of cutting home, I just wanted to give you an update. I know a lot of the class has been concerned about your dog food and the fact that you've had some delivery interruptions. And, again, I'm just going to rip the Band-Aid off and come out and tell you the driver for your dog food. I know we last week we saw him going driving north for some inexplicable reason. Well, Vince, I saw him on TV. He's in Ottawa today. So I don't know about your dog food.
Well, I'm delighted. You know what? We'll make do with the dog food delivery while our driver is in Ottawa. That is so important. That, you know, Bert, I believe that that protest could be the event that leads to civil war, revolutionary wars throughout the world in all kinds of countries. Seriously. Because people have just had it. And they see these truckers. They know that they work really hard. They have grueling, dangerous jobs. And they are on the front line. So who else is on the front lines? Farmers are going to be joining them, because actually it was farmers who were involved in the first American Revolution.
Well, Vince, that kind of ties into our topic. So 2 weeks ago, a study came out from Johns Hopkins University. It's a prestigious institute. They're both involved in business. They're involved in the medical field. They're involved in applied economics. This paper came out. It's titled Studies in Applied Economics, a Literature Review and Meta-Analysis on the Effects of Lockdowns on COVID-19 Mortality. This paper should have rocked the whole world. You know, the lockdowns and shutting down of the world economy has been the biggest traumatic event on the world since World War II. I think we can agree on that. The disruptions in people's lives, in business, in commerce, in life and death, in everything. Obviously, COVID has been terrible, absolutely terrible. But what this paper outlines, written by prestigious researchers, shows that the lockdown, and not just the U.S., we know the world did it, most countries did it, a few didn't, it reduced U.S. COVID-19 deaths. Are you ready for this? Their analysis, and you can look at all the graphs, they have math and algorithms and charts, and they draw on all the research from the past 2 years. The lockdown in Europe and the United States reduced COVID-19 deaths by 0.2%. 0.2%. Does that sink in? So that's almost statistically irrelevant. However, what they did is reduce our economy. They raised our unemployment. They reduced our schooling of our children. They created, as you've talked about and discussed, and USA Prepares, huge political unrest. You just mentioned that. Domestic violence and undermining our democracy. All that for 0.2% reduction on deaths. And they didn't get into trying to graph how many deaths were due to mental illness and drug addiction, but we know it's huge. So I think we can safely surmise that the deaths due to drug addiction, people in despair because they've lost their businesses, their livelihoods, their paychecks, fighting in families, probably the biggest one, drug addiction, through the roof, people dying, you know, of fentanyl in particular, but all drugs. Way increase to the 0.2% we saved from COVID.
So it's absolutely crystal clear, class, that the government mismanaged this on every single level, including these loans to businesses, payroll protection program, where the government handed out money without any checks and balances, and people bought Lamborghinis, Ferraris, and Maseratis.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203. Pencils,
paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Bert's with us. Now, Bert, I'm looking at an image on the screen in front of me, and this 52-year-old gal, her name is Jennifer Tsai, S-E-Y, and she was the president of Levi's Brands. And so she's wearing a pair of Levi's, blue jeans. And she was fired. She was on track to be the CEO. She was the president of Levi's brand, but she was fired because she spoke out against COVID measures for children. She refused a $1 million to stay quiet payment. She moved from California to Denver, Colorado, so her children could have a normal childhood. You can find this all on dailymail.co.uk. She worked her way up to become brand president. She was on track to become the next CEO. And because of her speaking out about school closures and lockdowns and the harm it was having on children, she got fired.
Yeah, that's awful, Vince. You know, God bless her for standing up and putting her children first, but there's so many cases like that. I mean, you look at what's been going on at school board meetings and, you know, parents. I mean, I think we've all seen that father getting beaten up by the police and bloodied and dragged out of a school board meeting. Of course, that was for a slightly different reason at the school board meeting, but we know that the FBI has been empowered to go spy on parents who are protesting mask mandates for children or other drastic measures for their children. And, you know, meanwhile, it just came out now that absolutely from a multi-year study that the FBI and CIA were spying on a presidential candidate and then a fully elected president, and obviously illegally. So what's gone, it's kind of everything's been turned upside down. It's kind of crazy. But, you know, I'm optimistic, Vince, because I think, you know, thank God we do live in a country where we have free speech. We're hanging on to it barely, and we're able to have people rise up and make change. So I'm definitely a glass half full kind of guy, and I see a lot of signs that things are changing. When, you know, the best example of it is the truckers protest, and they've tried to paint that protest in every possible color, racist and misogynist and every single name you know Trudeau threw at them. And you find out it's just like regular people, and the people in the town are going there bringing them food and diesel fuel so they can stay warm, and they're having bouncy homes for kids to play in and stuff. So I see hope at the end of the I see a rainbow at the end of the tunnel, but obviously there's people that are being hurt and take sacrifices, and that young lady is just one example of what's been happening. But Vince, you mentioned the Lamborghini and all the money. You know, there's a common misperception out there that the supply chain problem was caused by COVID, and that then the supply chain problem is what's causing our inflation. But I believe they have that completely reversed. The supply chain is all screwed up because of what they did, because they, like you said, they threw all that money out to people to go buy Lamborghinis and buy stuff without working, and then they closed down the businesses that produce goods. So, of course, you're going to have supply chain problems. They're not the cause. They're the result of what happened, that you're going to have supply disruptions. And this is economics 101. We've discussed this before. This is something that you would be understood in the first week of economics 101. If you have huge demand and you constrain supply, of course prices are going to rise. And it doesn't take a rocket scientist to see. This is probably the best vindication of basic economics that I could see, and people get it. You know, they don't believe what the government's dishing out all these excuses, at least, or I should say some members of the government. The Federal Reserve is finally stepping up to, they've been behind the ball. I mean, they're going to try and address it, you know, retroactively, but we spent way too much money.
Yeah, and one comment about Jennifer Say. They even went so far as to brand this lady as racist. I mean, that's what they do, right? Even though two of her sons are black, she's white. We'll be right back.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Up to 4,000 workers in New York City could lose their jobs at any moment because of the vaccine mandate in the Big Apple. New York City Mayor, Democrat Eric Adams.
Responsibility is clear. We said it. If you hire and you get this job, you have to be vaccinated. If you are not following the rules, you are making that decision. You're making the decision.
The top Republican on the House Judiciary Committee, Representative Jim Jordan from Ohio, said Sunday that a bombshell New federal filing proves President Trump's claim he was being illegally spied on and the Russian collusion tale is a hoax. The Durham investigation named three people inside the Hillary Clinton campaign as the masterminds, including current National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan. Representative Michael Turner said that Durham's investigation uncovered a whole new level of corruption and it's of grave concern. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
As the vaccine mandate in New York takes effect, Casey McFadden, a Brooklyn substitute teacher, comes out of retirement to help teach and then is fired for not being vaccinated. She was on Fox News with a message for Mayor Eric Adams.
Well, good morning to everyone. My message is, in terms of the vaccine, one size doesn't fit all. Some people do have side effects to this. But most importantly, bring back the option of weekly COVID testing for all. So that way you ensure that anybody enters your facilities, your restaurants, gyms, they're COVID-free. So it would bring back the option of weekly COVID testing for all, unify the city, and it will bring in more revenue. To be honest with you, I think the city of New York is not moving in a very wise direction, and they're treading on really some deep waters because it deals with people's civil liberties. And just like the people who are advocating for abortions, they're saying their body, their choice. Mm. So again, to unify the city, bring back that option of weekly COVID testing. And I think it should be for all. Do it randomly for, again, people who are vaccinated, unfortunately.
The Rams beat the Bengals in the Super Bowl 23-20. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
It's going to be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why today? God, you're
take my
when you go
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Perch with us. And I'm looking at the call screen. Arjun in West Virginia. Welcome. You're on with Bert.
Oh, hey, Vince. Hey, good morning. So I have like two questions today. One is like the trash, all the trash that you get like in your farm. How do you get rid of that trash? Like, do you burn it? I'm just asking because there is a guy who lives like diagonal to me, and like I see that he burns quite a lot of things. So I just wanted to learn like what do you do with the trash? Like you know, like at your place. And the second thing is that like, is there a cheap handgun that you can actually suggest? A cheap one and a reliable a handgun that I can buy, you know, like, and here, like, we have, like, stores like Rural King and things like that, you know, like, so I mean, like, there's small gun stores also, but like a cheap handgun, if you can suggest, you know, that I can buy. Just these two questions.
Okay. As far as the trash is concerned, here at the farm we have an outdoor wood furnace. And it looks like one of those storage sheds. It has a firebox that's about 5 feet deep, 4 feet wide, roughly. And because it's that big, we can put in 2x4s that are cut off pieces that I'm not going to, you know, if they become unusable for blocks of wood, I might put them in the wood stove. I don't really burn much that's not destroyed. So as far as cardboard, I might put some cardboard boxes in there, but I don't put plastic in there. So what you'll find in rural America, people will have what's called a burn barrel. That's a 55-gallon barrel that the top is cut off. And they'll put their trash in there, and they'll light it on fire. Now, some people burn plastic, which is really dangerous because there's a lot of BTUs in plastic, and it can get out of control really quickly. But most rural people will burn, you know, the trash that, like, boxes and things like that. We have a trash service, and we pay about $14 a month, and a guy will come once a week and pick up, you know, plastic bottles and plastic wrappers and, you know, those kinds of things, empty oil containers. So we pay $14 a month or so for that. Other than that, if it has BTU value for heat, and we think that it's not contaminated, like we don't burn pressure-treated wood because it might have arsenic or cadmium or heavy metals in it, so we don't burn that because the wood ashes then go into the garden. So we actually pay for trash service. And what that'll make you do, Arjun, is it will make you really careful with what you buy. So if you're buying things that are overpackaged, you'll say, heck, I don't want this because it's... What am I going to do with the trash that's a result of this purchase, this overpackaging? So we actually pay for our trash. But ultimately, I think people are going to get really annoyed with disposing of trash, and they're going to bring their trash back to the place where they bought the product. So, for example, I'm not recommending this, but I have a feeling that people are going to get really mad and annoyed with the overpackaging, and they're going to bring trash bags into the store where they bought whatever it is, like bottles of Coke and et cetera, and just leave them in there and say, I can't use these empty, so I'm going to give them to you. I think that's what's going to happen. As far as cardboard, you know, you can use it for lots of things. I put cardboard under the vehicles, and when we work on them, you know, cardboard boxes that come from shipping. Now, for months, cardboard boxes had roach eggs in them and roaches. So you would put that box in your house, you'd open it up, and then you'd find you have roaches because the roaches would come scurrying out of the boxes at night. They live in the little corrugations of the cardboard boxes. But because I think they've run out of recycled cardboard from China, we don't have the roach eggs as much as we used to. So now they're using new virgin cardboard, and it doesn't have the roach eggs. So you have to be really careful with what you do with trash. And I think that's why the rural people burn cardboard, etc., because they don't want roaches in their house that come in the delivery of whatever they buy. So as far as that, those are my thoughts. Now, burn barrel, you can get. I bought some for $13, $14 a piece. And you can put a small hole in the bottom so that if it's sitting outside, and, you know, the rainwater will drain out of it, and it will also allow air for combustion. But don't overfill it because you'll have flames shooting really high. And make sure you have a hose to put it out. Make sure you do it. And people burn at night because there's more dampness on the ground, on the vegetation, and there's less chance of a fire if you burn as the sun goes down. That's an important consideration. Now, look that up on the internet. Don't believe anything I say. But that's what people do. Don't burn tires. Don't burn tires unless you want to keep everybody away, because tires will burn for a long time. Don't burn bales of hay, because they can burn for a month. No exaggeration. And, you know, if you don't burn plastic, because you'll kill yourself with the fumes, the smoke. So only burn things that you know, that you'd put in a fireplace. No plastic, no bleach bottles, no soda bottles. I mean, that's really, really dangerous to do that. As far as an inexpensive gun, I don't know of an inexpensive gun that I would trust. You know, I would only buy a brand name, Ruger, Colt, Smith & Wesson, Springfield Armory. You know, I have a Para Ordnance 45. I have a Colt 45. So what you want to do is if you're going to buy a handgun, go to a store that sells them. That doesn't mean you have to buy one from them. But, you know, there's a risk in doing this because you can get COVID, you know, through handling these things. But I would say that if there's a store that you feel that you can trust and they don't have a lot of people in there, go in there when there are very few people. And then ask them what they recommend, and they'll tell you. But I would not buy anything that is an off-brand. Absolutely not, because when you pull that, squeeze that trigger, you expect it to go bang. You don't expect it to break or jam. So that's why you have to buy a good brand name. And Springfield Armory is a great brand name. Now, if you're not accustomed to shooting and practicing, then a revolver is probably the way to go. And you can buy a revolver, a Smith & Wesson revolver that's a lightweight alloy. You can probably get one for $450. And you can get that in 38 Special. And 38 Special is the caliber that the cartridge that the police used to use. And it works really well. It's relatively affordable. And you can carry that with a small holster. As a matter of fact, some of them are small enough to put in your back pocket. But here's something you need to consider. If you're going to have a large caliber handgun and you want it lightweight, the recoil, if you will, from discharging that cartridge, if you don't have the weight of the in the handgun, it's gonna force your hand to jump. So, you know, lighter is great for carrying, but it's not so great when you have to use it. So if you have a real short barrel, you're going to compromise accuracy. If you have a long barrel, you're going to compromise concealability. So you're going to have to make a decision, and you want to get it right the first time. So you might want to go to the Internet and do a search on best handgun, you know, best concealed carry handgun or best handgun for general purposes. You'll find out that 9mm is the most common. The larger the caliber, the harder they are to handle, the lower the capacity of, you know, the number of rounds or cartridges that you can carry with you because they're larger. So you have to decide whether, you know, you want to have a lot of shots in a handgun, let's say in a large capacity magazine if you use a pistol. Do you want to have a large number of shots, cartridges? Or do you want to make each shot count? In my case, I carry a 45, and it doesn't have that many rounds. But I expect that I'm going to do whatever I have to do right the first time. So those are some of the things to think of. Now, as far as if you want to have your first rifle, I would suggest you consider what's called a Ruger 10/22. It's a 10-round cartridge that comes, or magazine that comes with that particular rifle. You can get magazines with greater capacity. But the problem with that is, once you discharge, if you load the magazine with more than one round, and you squeeze that trigger, and it fires the first round, the second round is automatically chambered, and it's ready to go. And if you're not careful, you can accidentally, you know, discharge it later, when you think that, well, I already had a shot once, and I'll just put it away. So, that's why I like a lever action, and I really like a lever action 22. I think it's a great way to go. And you have to chamber that round, and the hammer is usually, you know, usually have hammers, and with the hammer back, you know it's ready to go. So after you discharge the round, it's been discharged, and the rifle is safe until you cock it again. So those are the things to think about, and do your research, and give us a call, and let us know what you found out. Bert, do you have any comments?
No, no comments on you know, that's your wheelhouse, Spence.
Okay, all right. Did I answer your questions, Arjun?
Yes, you did. And there are a few things that you were talking about, like about trash previously. You know, like I actually learned from this radio, and you know, like I used to throw trash out of my car, and you know, like one time, I did it like this. Then I actually remember your voice. You know, like you get so annoyed. You know, like when people throw trash on your property. So I just went out of my car, picked up the trash, and then I went to the trash can and I threw it there. So I mean, like. It's just that, like, it's the small things, you know, like, that actually I'm learning, you know, like, although you might not use those things, you know, like, just right away, but they are just in your back, in your, and you just, you know, and these are just good values, you know, like, if nothing else, these are just good values, you know.
By the way, Arjun, that, you know, if you're wondering who that guy in that truck was that was behind you, blaring his horn and trying to catch you, that was me. Trying to tell you, hey, I'll throw trash out the window.
Yeah, it's the voice in the head, you know.
Yeah,
you know, like that.
Yeah.
No. Thank you for that. And you know, like I will try these different things. And but thank you, Arjun. Thank you.
Okay, Arjun, thanks so much. And class, Arjun jumped ship. He left the corrupt state of New Jersey. And he bought a property in rural West Virginia, and he's learning how to do everything. He's rebuilding this property. He's cleaning it up. He's fixing walls and wiring. And so he is the poster man for getting out of Dodge and learning how to do it yourself for the very first time. And Arjun, I really thank you for sharing with us, you know, the trials, the tribulations, the questions, etc. And call us anytime, okay?
Thank you very much, Vince. I appreciate it. Thank you. Bye.
Okay. That was Arjun. Okay, Bert and I will be right back.
Yeah.
And Bert's got some blockbuster information for us. No kidding. All right, we're gonna talk about security as well. And when you hear some of this information, you are going to be furious. Absolutely furious at what's been happening. All right, we'll be right back.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Frustrated trying to get business capital?
Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. SaveGCN.com. You may click Follow, Share, Give, and Pray. You may select all of those choices. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Bert, please continue.
So, Vince, I would like to juxtapose for the class what should be the biggest story in the news, the fact that the global shutdown of the economy saved virtually no lives, and we know cost many, many people, businesses, their lives, their children's education, their well-being, their happiness. So juxtapose with that what 60 Minutes last night, and I know most of us were watching the Super Bowl, but while it was on, 60 Minutes did a show about how climate change is destroying the wine industry. So the point of the segment was that, you know, we have terrifying global climate change, and it is affecting all our lives, and showing how, in particular, the wine industry has been decimated. Unfortunately, there were virtually no actual substantiated facts in the whole show. It was clickbait. It was something to get everybody's attention and to dramatize something. But there were virtually no proven facts in the piece on 60 Minutes last night. So to educate class, there has been a global temperature increase. And we can look at the graph, and real rough terms, over the past 100 years, the Earth has gained approximately 2 degrees Fahrenheit, 1 degree centigrade, in real rough terms. That's basically what the increase in temperature has been. And I believe that that is due to man-made. We look at the other causes of temperature increase. There's volcanoes that put particles in the atmosphere. There's effects of the sun. We've talked about the sun before, but we can pretty much discount all those other causes and say that, yes, man is likely responsible for this 1 degree rise in the temperature. In fact, if you look at the graph, it's kind of interesting. And to me, this makes it even more believable. After World War II, there's a decrease. And what happened after World War II? All our factories were out of business, except for, well, out of business, they were bombed out, right? Except for the United States. So, very interesting. You can see a decrease in 1945 and 46, because there's virtually, you know, probably half of the factories not operating anymore. So I say this to show, you know, we're not denying that there's an increase in the world's temperature. There has been. But has that caused all the cataclysmic climate change differences? I don't think you can attribute that to 1 degree Fahrenheit. We have basically very severe weather all the time, any day. So the 60 Minutes piece tried to say that because there were these huge storms in France and the wine-growing regions that caused massive flooding, that was due to climate change. But they don't cite one connection whatsoever that the increase in temperature has caused those severe storms. In fact, if you go back in history, there's always severe weather. I mean, there were severe weather during the caveman times. And what would happen? You know, people would go blame the guy in the next cave and beat him over the head with a bat. In the Middle Ages, we'd have a storm, and they'd blame it on the devil. And in Roman times, they'd have storms or bad traumatic climate or weather, and they'd blame it on the gods and sacrifice animals. So today, we have climate effects of, you know, bad storms and hurricanes and tornadoes, and we blame it on ourselves. We blame it on man. And again, the Earth has heated up. There's no question about it. And we have higher CO2 levels in the atmosphere. But that had nothing to do with why they had floods in the wine-growing region of France. So the key or one of the key premises of Leslie Stahl's piece last night was that we can now grow wine in England. And they go on and on and on showing all the new grapes that are growing and all the wine production going on in England. And Vince, do you know why there's more wine in England right now? Can you take a guess why you think there's a booming wine industry in southern England?
I don't know. What else are they going to do? Well, you know, it used to be Great Britain. Now it's Little Britain. What else are they going to do?
So I think you hit the nail on the head. There's a booming wine industry in South England right now because they planted it. It's booming because they planted grapes, and they're taking off and they're doing well. But they've had grapes growing in England forever in southern England. In fact, they have palm trees in southern England. So you're not going to tell me that over the last, she claims this has only been able in the last 15 years, that in the 15 years that we've raised a fraction of a degree, 0.25 degrees, that all of a sudden that miraculously allows all these grapes to grow in England? I don't think so. So I'll go on to some other absolutely outlandish claims that they make in that show when we come back in the next hour. But it's just fascinating how they dish this stuff out and completely ignore what they should be talking about, which was the damage to our economy from the shutdown.
You know, Benny Hill did a special, and he was talking about one of his shows, his comedy shows, and he said, business is booming in England. Well, actually, crime is the only business that's booming in England. And it's the only business that's booming in the United States as well. We'll be right back.
I need to do my taxes. Are there any self-help options online?
Doing taxes yourself? IRS.gov has many self-service tax tools, and they're all just a click away. Prepare and file your taxes online using FreeFile. Use our calculator to estimate your tax withholding. Order a tax transcript. Apply for an employer identification number. Check your refund status, too. IRS.gov, your 24/7 federal tax resource.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.